Now, if you own a small business or you're an entrepreneur, but to make it, you need help. You want a network, fella? Networking is one way to make connections. We all network in one form or another. Do you network, Steve Dale, out there in the pet circuit?
Sure, of course I do. I think everyone does, no matter what they do.
Yeah. How about this? Jewish B2B networking, business-to-business networking.
It's interesting, and it's bigger than that, because it doesn't really matter what religion you are. People are in need of jobs.
I know, but this is the reason I wanted Shalom Klein to come in here and talk about it, because I thought that was kind of interesting to have a special network look for just Jewish businesses. Ha, Shalom, let me ask you, are you a hopeless networker?
Not a hopeless networker. I've seen the results. I've seen the outcomes. It works. It's helped a lot of people out there, both for business and for jobs.
Jewish B2B networking, that's what it's called?
That is.
Your focus, obviously Jewish businesses. Tick off some of the successes that you've had in stimulating growth in the Jewish business community.
Well, not exclusively Jewish. It's an identity that I was brought up with, one of the most important values, that the highest form of charity is helping somebody earn their own livelihood. So that's a value that certainly I share with every community that I work with. But I've seen people that have found jobs by coming to our events, people that have been able to network, people that have been able to meet each other, regardless of what line of business that they're in. They're meeting people. They're coming with stacks and stacks of business cards. We've run hundreds of events over the past few years. And again, people are finding jobs and people are working together.
I have been to many business networking events. And I mean, I know how to work the floor. I have that kind of a personality where I can do pretty well. When they go around and everybody has 30 to 50 seconds to explain their, I do a pretty good job. It's funny and everyone remembers. Sometimes people after me say, I hate going after you because they always remember you but never me. But I wonder, you go to a lot of networking events and people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're very nervous. They're not comfortable pushing themselves. They get into little cliques and don't break out of that. They don't realize that the whole purpose of the networking event is to work the floor. I mean, that must happen all the time.
Also explain what Bill knows, but I don't. Explain what these events are.
So I see a lot of awkward, uncomfortable people at these events. I can't tell you how many times I walk into a room and I see, you know, somebody standing off on the corner, or the people that are always talking to the same people, even though they know each other. They've already been working together for God knows how many years. So what we've done is we've put together a number of programs. We have job clinics where we teach people how to network. We help them with their resume. We have business networking events like speed networking. Speed networking is like speed dating, but for business. And we force people to actually talk to each other. We make people do their elevator pitch. We sort of shake things up a little bit. We also have a few resources really to push entrepreneurship. We have an initiative called Araven, which basically we have a shark tank of experienced business professionals that talk to people that are starting out their business.
So, Steve Dale, what this is an event. You go, sometimes there's food, drinks, and everybody's there.
Food?
They are there expressly for the purpose to meet other people that you might have a business connection potential with. But everybody, I'd say, wouldn't you, Shalom, that the majority of people sometimes are very ill at ease at just saying, hi, I'm Steve Dale. I'm a pet guru. Tell me what you do.
Well, you know, I could see where people would be ill at ease. It's hard to promote yourself, and it's hard in general just to talk to people you don't know. So how do you tell people to get over that when that is really one of the toughest things to – it's easy for you or I to sit here and just say, get over that, but – you drop me in that situation, I might be the same way. You know, I can understand that.
So what we try to do is we try to create the environment to make it as easy and successful as possible. So
you bring puppies?
Puppies would definitely work. I'm into that. But with the speed networking, what we do is everybody who registers, they fill out a brief profile explaining who they are, that they're in insurance, and they want to meet lawyers, let's say. And when they walk into the room, we actually give them a schedule. We give them an agenda of who they're going to meet, each meeting being about 5 minutes long. Each person has 2.5 minutes to tell the other person about
them. This is the speed dating thing?
Exactly.
Speed networking?
It really works. And at the end of the two-hour program, they will have met 10 to 15 people that they would have otherwise not been able
to
meet.
So you create a process. You create an environment that fosters not just interconnecting with people, but connecting with people that are in your target.
And meaningful conversations, so people can actually really get to know each other, really find out who they are, what they do, and who they're looking to meet. And I drink a lot of coffee. I'm at Starbucks all the time. And I really encourage people to that 5-minute meeting, that's not the end. You got to follow up. You have to have a more lengthy conversation.
Here's what I typically do is that I have a lighter chit-chat about their interests, their hobbies, pastimes, their family, and I file all that away. And sometimes after I meet them, I'll turn around and write on their card, likes to ski in the Alps, invests in this type of thing. And then I'll look for things online. And, for example, if I see that some travel site has a deal on vacations to the Alps, I'll just send them a link. And not saying let's do business, but just sort of being in front of them on a personal level and sort of stoking their interest that way, sort of a soft sell rather than make it all about business.
Almost every meeting has an outcome. And when you have a conversation with somebody and they tell you that, hey, I'd love to meet this type of person, or I want to go skiing on the Alps or something like that, you know, I like to, at the end of the week, I scribble a note on the card and I follow up with them. And if I promise them an introduction, I'll make it then. And I heard you saying that you send out those emails to remind people about the show. That's a great way for you to stay in front of people. People remember who you are. But everybody has that in, that connection that they can follow up. Use LinkedIn, take advantage of the social media tools, but there's no replacement for in-person networking.
What Shalom's talking about right there, let me expand on that a little bit, is that I've been sending out LinkedIn notices about my show. LinkedIn has made it harder in the past week to do that. I have over 1,000 people. I don't know how many. So I'm asking people to go ahead and send me an email, and I'll add your email address to my list of addresses and just send you an email notice about my show. So Bill Mahler, M-O-L-L-E-R, it's either Bill Mahler at WGNRadio.com or B Mahler at WGNRadio.com. It'll get you to me either way. Shalom Klein, Jewish B2B Networking, is our guest for another 10 minutes or so. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to get a question in. And we're talking about networking,
or
so anything about networking and getting a job. Yeah, or?
Text.
A text to 24720. I have to go change my screen back to that now that you
Sorry
brought that
about
up.
That. So here, you change your screen.
There's already a negative Cutler comment.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure we're going to hear them with the 2.5 bears. So here's my question for you. You're at one of these job fairs that we were talking about, and you go up to someone who may be the guy or the woman who's going to hire you. What do you say? I mean, how much do you say about yourself that isn't in the resume? How much do you say that's already in the resume? Maybe you're handing them. Or do you not even hand them a resume and say, well, I'll email it to you? And then at what point do you say too much about yourself and talk about, well, here are all the awards I won since 1924? And you're sounding really pompous.
So first of all, not always is it necessary to carry around a resume. I don't have enough pockets.
I've got one right here for you. But
I don't have pockets for everybody else's resumes. I always encourage everybody, regardless of whether you have a business or not, to have a business card. Make it easy for people to follow up with you. But make 51% of the conversation
listening.
About the other person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Listening, absolutely.
When you're looking for a job, you're not doing it for a living because you're not being paid, but that's your full-time job. It's networking. You're going to meet a lot of good people, and you want to be a value add to the people that you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you're going to get a job. When you're talking to somebody and you make it all about you, they don't have to listen to you anymore. Make it about them. Find out what they do, what kind of people they're looking
and
to
show interest in it.
Absolutely.
Oh, really? And then ask follow-up questions. Get them
genuine
talking.
Interest. Yeah. That's the difference between somebody that finds a job and somebody that doesn't. It's the ability to connect, the ability to communicate.
And wouldn't you say this also, Shalom, it's not as the number of people and business cards you gather, but the number of quality people you meet and business cards you collect. Because each one, Steve Dale, becomes a development project. Each one becomes somebody you're going to want to stay in touch with and develop a relationship with. That takes work, and you don't want to spread yourself too thin by having too many people.
So how do you avoid the online thing? So if you're looking for a job now, in general, you apply online with 7,000 million gazillion. But what do you mean don't?
Don't. Jobs don't come about through the online applications. Every job that's posted, you get – there's thousands of resumes that are submitted.
But someone gets hired.
It's not what you know to, you know, get out there. You got to meet people. Network your way into a position. If you hear that there's an open position at a certain company – you want to find out, you want to take advantage of LinkedIn, going back to that thing, you know, and figure out, how do I network my way through? Sure. I mean, sometimes you have to go through the process and you have to get your application in through the online system. But if somebody tells you that their job search involves completely and totally applying for jobs online. They're not doing anything.
And Sean, wouldn't you say this as well, that you want to present yourself at networking events or when you're talking to a recruiter, hopefully just before you get hired, in your best possible way? And it's not what you say so much as how you come across. So if you are engaged and listening, thoughtful, you have an expression of being right there in the moment and not easily distracted, looking at the pretty girl walking in the background.
Where?
Like that. You're going to be in a much better position to leave a positive, lasting, strong, good impression with that person and will likely be more remembered for that.
Absolutely. You need to prepare. You need to prepare for your conversations, whether you're in a business conversation or whether you're looking for a job. Prepare for those meetings.
David, you're on WGN. Good afternoon, David.
Hi. I just want to tell you, I've been to those networking events, and Shalom Klein and what he does for humanity and people, it's unbelievable. And how he takes somebody by the hand, teaches them, people that have been had a career, but teaches them how to network, and I've seen the fruits of his labor. It's unbelievable.
Is that your brother, David, Shalom?
David, you're the man. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I wonder if David has a story there, a personal story. Did Shalom help
well,
you find
I do.
A job? Or tell us.
Yeah, Shalom has called me many times, and he said, David, I'd like you to interview somebody. Some people we've hired to get them through the rough times, part-time jobs. And we've also, you know, I've connected them to someone else, and it's just
It takes work, though, doesn't it, Shalom? You know, it's great that you're this facilitator, but that's a wonderful opportunity for people who participate in these events to have somebody who is looking out for them and maybe looking at things that happen that they don't see that you do that might bear fruit.
It does. It's about building relationships. David has a company in Skokie, and I've introduced a number of people to him for potential jobs. But it requires a lot of work and relationship building.
Thanks, David. He appreciates the endorsement.
Yeah, it must be a large company. That's very nice. Because he said, we have hired many people. So that's a great thing. How hard is it now out there? I mean, you read things, you know, but not. I'm not talking about nationally. I'm talking about in Chicago.
The job market is tough. There's a lot of people that are chronically unemployed. Especially there is age discrimination that exists. There's a lot of people that have been out of work for a long time.
So are there different categories? So, for example, people of a certain age, they got laid off maybe 5 or 6 years ago when things were really bad. They were then 52. They're now 60. Do the math. And they're just not going to find another job? Would you say? Don't say that.
No. You know, it's really, really tough. And you have to do all the networking that we've been talking about. You have to get out there and you have to meet people. And that's the best way to stay at the top of the pile of resumes. It is tough. It is getting slightly better. But both for kids coming out of college, it's tough for them to learn how to network, that it's not just about Facebook and Twitter and things like that. but it actually, you got to get out there and you got to meet people, and that's how you find a job.
You got to believe that real business transactions take place face-to-face, eye-to-eye, person-to-person.
Over coffee.
Yeah, you got to size up that person you're talking to and not just look at a little narrow focus of what the Facebook posting might get you.
So it's tough both for the younger folks out there as well as for the older folks.
Shalom, tell me, what do you think are the top 2-3 things that somebody needs to do if they've been, say, a little discouraged in trying to make things happen out there? They've knocked on a lot of doors. They've had a lot of doors slammed in their face.
Well, a lot of it is time management. A lot of it is figuring out a schedule for yourself when you start out the week. You want to figure out which events am I going to go to. And there's a lot of great online resources to find out those events.
And there are a lot of networking organizations in Chicagoland, too.
There really are. Chicago is a very big city, but a very well-connected small town feel as well. There's only 1 or 2 degrees of separation between just about anybody. And, you know, you get out to events, you can't just rely on the same people that you've known for a long time, although it is important to follow up and stay in touch with people, but meet new people, get out to events. There's a lot of trade groups that if you're in manufacturing or engineering, get out to those groups, meet some people, and build your database. And it's not called a Rolodex anymore, I've discovered.
No, nobody says
Rolodex.
No.
But, you know, a lot of people don't even use business cards anymore. They take the old smartphone, and that's how they're exchanging.
Yeah, I still do business cards. I rely on them. It helps me follow up and stay in touch.
Yeah, because you're not that guy who has a shoebox full of business cards, and you can't forget 98% of them that are in there. You remember each one. And do you enter them into a separate database then?
I do. Because I also send out emails like you, so I enter them into my database. I connect with them on LinkedIn, but I do take the cards with me back home, and at the end of the week, I follow up with everybody who I've met with.
Wow.
That's sort of my system.
It's work, but it does pay off. Shalom Klein, thank you so much. Let me guess, an organized, smart guy like you, it's JewishB2BNetworking.com?
That's true. That's right.
I actually did not know, but guessed.
That was good. Yeah, that's exactly it.
See, I sized you up from the experience I had here. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me on.